sitting in the beautiful city of Vancouver. Oh, you're listening to Shameless 101.9 CITR. You're listening to Shameless Vancouver.
Every day it comes to this. Catch the things you might have missed, you say. Get back to yesterday. Understood who the body lived to, but I
Doves out of Manchester with Catch the Sun on Shameless here on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Frankly, I could not pick a more appropriate tune because it is both a bit morose and a bit happy. And this show is both morose and happy because it is my last one. Also, Catch the Sun, longest day of the year today, first day of summer and all that jazz. But we need mourn this end because I pass it off to a new generation, sitting right next to me, actually, the future of CITR. How's it going over there?
It's fantastic. This is awesome.
Just introduce yourself to the mass audience listening out there.
Well, I'm T, and we're going to be taking over this fantastic broadcast, so keep listening, because it's going to be awesome. Yay!
I like your enthusiasm.
I'm so excited. It's ridiculous.
You told me something that made me remind me of myself.
Oh, good.
As egotistical and self-centered as that sounds. When you were coming up here, what feeling did you get walking up these stairs?
Oh, God.
Looking for the studio.
Just terror and excitement. And just, I'm never going to forget this one moment. Oh, my God. I hope I don't mess up. It was awesome.
I've come to realize that messing up is awesome.
And the only way to learn.
Yeah.
If you think about it in all reality.
So I should say where I'm going. I'm moving way up north to do this professionally for a classic rock radio station. Is it as cool as CITR? Well, a wise man by the name of Nardwar once said that CITR is the best station on the planet. Could not agree more.
Well, I'm getting into it, so it sounds like I'm taking over something fun. Yay.
Perhaps you could take over the boards later.
No, let's not do that yet.
So on the show, got a couple more interviews, doing it as we always do, interviewing bands and all that jazz. Mount Erie will be on later. CITR presents him and his gig at the Rickshaw tomorrow night. You know what? He's basically an American version of myself.
Oh.
From an island. He's got great hair. Hates moving. All that jazz. And also, a fresh young newcomer by the name of Alex Flock will also come by. He'll play some tracks live. He's a busker. He's a DIY dude. He's very talented.
I'm excited.
But first, let's get a bit nostalgic.
Let's do it.
This is the first band that I ever interviewed on this station. The Apollo Ghosts. They weren't called the Apollo Ghosts back then. They went by the name Caravan. But they like to reinvent themselves, as it were.
Why not?
They put out a great new record called Landmark. And let's see. I wrote down when they were playing. I must admit, my prep for the show. I've been packing, so it's not been the greatest.
Also, you have a newbie sitting here staring at you.
I bet everything I do looks great.
It does. You look so awesome right now. Your hair. It's... can't get over it.
You're going to go far in this business, kid.
I can't wait.
So Apollo Ghosts are playing this Friday at the Waldorf. Whew, good thing I wrote that one down. This song could not be more appropriate because it is called Will You Forget Me on Shameless.
room where your body's gonna ruin ya. But in places, hey, this is fat waves. I portray this photograph for the last laugh. It's mine, you're behind, for the mind and for the soul. That's how I roll. Now I hold the mic like my life depended on it. A new year on it. My lawn gets watered and I'm apart from whackness. I'm separated. Did you like how I spiked the ball? Despite you all, you can come bite the small portion. There's more in the vault. Hawks have a ball. I alter your brain pattern, binge, yeah, it's my fault. I just ain't got a blitz of words, hers, if he damn he with the speech for you to me. I'm just me, no simile. Never flow simply, cause it has to be the truth, and nothing but the truth. I tell it to the youth, propelling on the proof in the wind. Wouldn't you like to know? Oh, no, you can't, my flow's never quitting. And that's the truth, the motherfucking truth, my man, my man. I'm not discriminating myself when I'm making my wealth. Your facts, it's hard for me to endure whack MCs. I lay my tracks with ease. I'm telling you that yelling true propellers through your arteries. Just saw your knees bowing, praising. Now when I phase in, like Kitty Pryde, citywide. Cause when you kick the room and hear it, many lies. The truth will set you free. When I uproot some seeds, execute some seeds, I do my best to mute some seeds. All it takes is intelligence. I'm great with embellishments. They need a savior, so delicate. Yeah, the truth, the truth, the nothing but the truth. I tell it to the youth, but running with the proof and the wind. Wouldn't you like to know? Oh, no, you didn't. My flow's never quitting. And that's the truth, the motherfucking truth, my man. The truth, the motherfucking truth. I'm precious in the tooth. Ask Dr. Ruth, bitch. You know my attributes, so don't act cute. It's moot, a closed casket, the most massive. Plus just me, no simile. Never flow simply, cause it was meant to be. Never concluded, some of your crew with micro laser surgery, I get out of flitters like atoms, like the molecule man. Now all of you stand like a congregation on the basement district. Hip hop, not caring, sharing. Tearing Jones, tearing clones, tearing bones. Skeletons, your plasma is like gelatin. And tell a friend who's the benefit. Yeah, my lyrical technique will make your body free. My lyrical technique will make your body sweet. My lyrical technique will make your body seek the meaning. Double teaming, know your motherfucking brain. Yeah, it's that whole truth. Yeah, bitch, fuck it.
This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Calgary's own Braids with Peach Wedding here on Shameless on 119 FM CITR. That song, I'll put that in the category of songs that sound like ending songs, if that makes any sense.
Oh, ending songs.
You know, like ending credits?
Yeah, just rolling through. It's a good one, though.
Before that, we had Del, the Funky Homo Sapien, and Dinosaur Jr. from the Judgment Night soundtrack. The track was Missing Link. That I just threw in there because it's my last show. And
you do what you want.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do what I want. I highly recommend this soundtrack. It's one of my favorites of all time. Bands meeting other bands who aren't related in any sense, like Pearl Jam and Cypress Hill are on it. Living Color, Run DMC, Helmet, great. House of Pain. The movie is horrible. Just don't even bother.
Soundtrack.
You thought Snow Dogs was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s worst? No, that is his worst. Maybe Red Tails, I don't know. But Judgment Night, the soundtrack, highly worth your time.
Listen, those dogs were so cute in that movie.
They made more money than he did.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting here with the newest member of the CITR family.
So excited.
A cadet, if you will.
Oh, yes.
T, how's it going over there?
It's so good. It's thrilling, actually. Very excited. Looking forward to taking over Shameless. Seeing what we'll do with it. Are you nervous? Are you scared of what we're going to do to it?
I told you I'd go out of my way to listen to what you do, and I meant it.
Oh, good. Good.
I won't be one of those backseat co-hosts who like text you. It's like, you know, I should do this.
Like, listen, I don't like this song, so change it.
Whatever you want to do, it's all good.
Okay.
Judgment Night, it's all yours.
I'm gonna borrow it. Like, I'm taking this. You're never going to see it again.
I'll miss you, Judgment Night. If you want some furniture, I'm also moving. You know you want some.
Oh, so I can just buy them from you or just have them?
Yeah.
You're like, just come and take my things away so I don't have to deal with it.
You know how hard it is to get rid of stuff?
I tried to sell some couches and people didn't want them. They were nice, though. So then finally someone was like, $600, and I was like, done, give me the money. It was really, really good deal, actually.
That's a good move.
Yeah, I was proud of it. My negotiating skills.
You got this show for free.
Yeah, woohoo!
So what are your plans for the future of radio?
I am going to take over the world first, and then take over radio. No, I think, starting here, it's pretty exciting, so take it step by step, and hope for the best. Hopefully people like it, and National and I will just, you know, have fun and hopefully do well.
I think you will.
I hope so.
If I could recommend anything, if you're ever running about things to talk about on the air,
mm-hmm.
You always talk about shows that are coming up.
Oh, shows that are coming up.
Yeah. That's what they call a segue in the radio
business.
Oh,
Speaking of,
this time next Wednesday, a great crew called Panther and the Superfly will take the stage at the Fortune Sound Club down in Gastown. Panther and the Superfly, also good friends of Shameless. I interviewed them back on Shameless number 100, which you can listen to on the podcast. This is
Plural.
Well, there's only one of them, but there's multiple of them. Over on CITR.ca,
yes.
Under Shameless.
Oh.
And on that note, here's Panther and the Superfly with their track Chronicles. 119 FM. CITR.
Yo. My name is Panther, and I'd love to welcome you to the heart of Van City. You were now chilling with the Superfly. Let me tell you a little something about where I'm from. We like to call this right here the Chronicles. Yo. I climb higher up the ladder. Nobody smokes better than that Van City Doja. I told you, we the real smokers. Bumping instrumentals, we be blasting you jokers. Kicking rhymes, busting that skunk. Yeah. I'm like a panther, style so funky. Get it popping like popcorn, I'm hungry. Flow got the munchies. DC is my home, it's got the best and the worst of me. Smelling all purple, bringing red heat like I'm in the Serengeti. I'm chilling in the wilderness, sipping lemon tea. But I'm a dark panther, born in the cold. Snowing up in April got me feeling like I'm in the North Pole. Smoking weed, yeah, better than smoking crack. Smoke that weed, yeah. Take a token, just relax. How do you feel? Yeah, better than I did before. From a city in the west coast where people rock heavy coats, but the clouds don't want it and there ain't no storm. The pavement's dry, the beach is real warm. Like a hat to the back with a blunt in my palm. No harm, I just wanna get up in the zone. Sky dark blue with a bright yellow tone. I reach up in my pocket and I pick up the phone. Call the rest of the homies close by on the road. Ask them if they wanna take funk to the dome. Atlanta Beach, Van City's front line. Yeah, let's get blunted for the sunset's gone. Smoking weed, yeah, better than smoking crack. Smoke that weed, yeah. Take a token, just relax. How do you feel? Yeah, better than I did before. Smoke that weed. Green light stays on, eyes glazed over, token that crown getting lazy. Nothing, no face, man, no more, staying crispy, kicking it raw. High disregard for the law when it comes to none other but that universal mother Mary Jane, I love ya. Huh? So what I gotta cry for? Yeah, she make me sharp like a hacksaw, blazing, blazing. Days are amazing, laying in my bed just facing. Thinking of a master plan to make the world my own. Cause it's me, I'm roaming islands in the streets. Forget the police, we blazing up the whole city. Busting a dope to get your fingers real sticky. A beat start bumping and the guitars ready. Like, smoking weed, yeah. Better than smoking crack. Take a token, just relax. How do you feel? Yeah, better than I did before. Smoke that weed, yeah. Baby, if you want some more, if you got weed to smoke, you better smoke with me. Cause if I got weed to smoke, I'ma smoke with you. If you got weed to smoke, you better smoke with me. If I got weed to smoke, I'ma smoke with you. If you got weed to smoke, you better smoke with me. Cause if I got weed to smoke, I'ma smoke with you. If you got weed to smoke, you better smoke with me. Cause if I got weed to smoke, I'ma smoke with you. Hey you, hey you, hey you.
On the phone line, I'm speaking with local broadcasting legend whose podcast and radio show on CBC Radio 3 is heard and loved. We'll be right back. Mount Erie is Phil Elverum, Anacortes Island resident who crafts lo-fi indie rock with a flair for black metal. He's on tour doing select shows for his latest record, Clear Moon, with his next record, Ocean's Roar, coming out later in the fall. House Shape was the track you just heard on Shameless here on 101.9 FM. CITR and CITR presents Mount Erie at the Rickshaw Theater tomorrow night. With more on all this, he's on the line with us right now. Reading an interview while I was doing my research on you. And you said something that I thought was quite profound. And as I'm moving away pretty soon, really hit me. What you said was, a sense of place is lacking in most of our American lives. Everyone moves around so much. Kids grow up in five different places and return to nowhere. West Coast history is shallow and getting shallower. How much of this is referenced in your music?
It's in there. I don't know how much. I don't know what percentage. But, yeah, definitely an attention to geographic space and the way it affects the day-to-day life. That's definitely a factor when I'm thinking about when I'm making songs and recordings.
Do you think that being an islander gives you a stronger sense of home?
Yeah, maybe it does kind of amplify the inherent feeling of this place as distinct from other places versus maybe along I-5 or in like Vancouver. It's harder to tell the distinct feeling of Burnaby versus Coquitlam or whatever. Or Seattle versus Bellevue. But Anacortes has clear boundaries, and it's on an island, and, you know. But I don't know. I guess I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about civic place. I think that the sense of place that I'm more interested in is, I guess, more abstract and ambiguous. It's just a feeling in the air and the quality of light, which doesn't really obey island borders or even civic borders.
I got to thinking that it could be perhaps an islander thing. I come from Vancouver Island, mm-hmm. and they have the same sort of mentality of, you know, those mainlanders.
It's true. It does feel, there's a distinct Vancouver Island feeling, which I always thought was connected to, I don't know if you've spent much time on the Olympic Peninsula, but I always think of it as the same place as Vancouver Island, pretty much. It's just the same chunk of land continued south.
One thing I also wanted to know was, you've created a music career on your own terms, and you made it quite a long way, and it could be easier now for you to move to Seattle or L.A., though I'm guessing you probably won't, but you could take advantage of other global locations, like when you went to Norway. Do you think you would go anywhere else next to create a new record?
I'm pretty sure I'll, at some point in my life, live somewhere else, but not anytime soon. Pretty well set up here in Anacortes. And actually, thinking about moving to Seattle or L.A. or New York or anywhere else, it sounds really hard. It sounds like a lot of things trying to figure out. Maybe it's because I'm established here. I have my home and my buildings and my familiarity with the local post office, sending out my orders, stuff like that.
They say you're the mayor of Anacortes Island.
No, there's an actual mayor here.
Do you see any advantages of hitting up a 48-track studio owned by Dr. Dre?
Yeah, sure. It would be amazing. But I guess I usually prefer to record myself alone because there's no time pressure. That's what's always seemed challenging about working in quote-unquote real studios, is knowing that you have a finite amount of time and it's so expensive every minute that it's kind of like you know that you're supposed to be on and profound and amazing that very minute, and it's like, it seems like a crippling amount of pressure. So I like to be able to sprawl out.
What are the challenges of maintaining your own label and your independence? Because clearly you must be busy in other ways.
Yeah, that mostly comes down to that, just like physical capacity for activity. there's so much computer work and packing and stuffing. For example, today and yesterday and tomorrow, like these days, I'm just sitting at my desk packing records and packing orders that have come in for Clear Moon and not really doing anything else. And there's lots that needs to be done, but this is the priority. So the challenges are mostly just only being one person with two arms. Sometimes I wish I had like eight arms.
If you ever thought about starting a family, you could always put them to work.
That's
there are
true.
Some benefits to kids.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, I read that Clear Moon was recorded in a church. Did that change the sound or the way it was recorded?
Definitely, yeah. It's very much based in that space. It's a former church. I mean, it's just a building, but it's in the shape of a church. An old wooden Catholic church building with no pews in it anymore, so it's just a big empty room. And so, yeah, it kind of added a whole resonant, epic tone to it, which worked for me because that's kind of always what I'm going for.
Did it change your vibe of how you recorded it?
Definitely, yeah. The recording of both new records of mine that are coming out this year started out just very like exploratory. I didn't even know, it wasn't really even songs, it was just kind of recording and figuring out what worked in this new space and what didn't work, and it gradually grew into collections of songs.
So coming later this year you release Oceans Will Roar. How does that relate to your universe, and what was the record's origin?
Clear, what you mean, Ocean Roar?
Yeah.
It's a companion to Clear Moon. They're supposed to go together. I didn't want to put them out at the same time, even though they were both finished at the same time, just to give people a chance to digest one before thinking about the next one. I don't know. I mean, how do they fit in? There they are. Yeah, I guess I hope they speak for themselves.
I was also always wondering, when you're creating music, do you take into consideration how you'd pull a complex song off live without the aid of the machines that you do to create?
No, not at all. I never think about live until later, live versions. If anything, I hope to make something that's unplayable, but because that's the magic of recording as a tool, is the ability to make something that can only exist in that realm, and to, you know, transcend the limitations of human live recording. But I mean, people record the craziest things on computers these days. It's not hard to transcend human ability, and I don't use computers for my stuff, but still, I'm trying to kind of do something that is inherently unique to recording as a tool.
How does it feel to transcend a song and make it work live?
It's really fun to play these songs live. That's what I've been working on lately, is, you know, putting this band together and practicing and figuring out how to translate them. But I have never really tried to play it super accurately to the recording. It's, you know, it's important to me to recognize that that's impossible, and instead to try and capture the spirit of the song in some way that is that works, if not the actual sound of the song. So, you know, I think a song is a constantly evolving thing, and hopefully it feels alive every time it gets played.
Like a snowflake, everyone is different.
Yeah, sure.
Not to get too cheesy on you. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Looking forward to your show at the Rickshaw coming up.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for calling.
I thought I'd end this off with a playing of Yawning Sky.
Cool.
Where did you create this song? What was the...
That's actually the only song on both of the new records that wasn't recorded in that building. It was recorded before we got the building. It's the oldest one on there, and I recorded it in my house, just in my back room, in October. or November, looking out the window at, and it was like, you know, here in the Pacific Northwest, in that time of year, it's just really dusky all the time. And so this blue light at about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, it was just, I remember distinctly that the quality of the light when I was making that song and writing the words. So that's what I think of every time I hear that song.
Drifting sideways.
Soundtrack to your life. Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. Let's get I won't let you down. Follow me.
Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
is hard, no fast as I can go. The basket on my bicycle is hanging low. It's filled with things that I am bringing to your house. You said some strange things on the phone. I wanna know what they're about. When I get there, you are gone. Your things in boxes on your lawn. And all the books you ever read are stacked upon your steps instead of in your room. And all your shoes are strung out on your neighbor's fence. Among all this, I find a note addressed to me. It says, leaving this place, not by choice, it's my fate.
I don't wanna hurt you, not trying to desert you.
Some people just weren't cut out for this race. Get back on my bicycle, I'm moving slow. Never thought I'd realize the type of things I come to know. Some people just won't cut out for this type of life. To end up like their fathers with a house, a dog, two kids, a wife. The pressures of society are bound to get to you. I guess I'll have to let him go. Oh, I guess I'll cut him.
New stuff from Vancouver's Hey Ocean from their latest record is the track Bicycle. Hey Ocean, I am happy to say we're friends of CITR. Also interviewed them many moons ago, years ago in fact.
Oh my.
Dare I say.
Dare you say.
Back before any. They're the superstars they were today.
Well, they're fantastic, it seems.
Glad you enjoy them, T.
I'm so happy I do too. I like their name.
Perhaps you can hit them up for a future interview.
I will. I will call them and tell them to be here. On a Wednesday evening with me.
Clear your schedules, kids.
Yeah. There's something happening.
And that is Seamus.
Yes.
On 101.9 FM, CITR. You've been here for about an hour now.
Yeah.
What are your impressions on the radio biz?
It seems as better than I thought it would be. Not that I thought it was going to be bad, but amazinger is a new word I've invented.
I like that.
Yeah, that's great. No, it's awesome. I'm very happy. I'm excited to come back. And take over the world of Shameless.
Are we good? I think you can handle it.
I think so.
Could do some segments.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some segments. Put things on things.
Yeah. Weather, news, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe play some soundtracks.
Yes, I like where you're going with this.
Yes. Yeah, some Buffy. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Is that a request out here?
That's a request.
Maybe we can make that happen.
Oh my goodness. How exciting.
But this next band. If you liked Hey Ocean, you're going to love Juvenile Hall. I based that on what? I don't know. But Juvenile Hall, also talk to them. Trying to make as many bands as I've conversed with over the years. Make a show out of it. With some sad songs, too. It's a nice
yeah, well, it's a good goodbye.
Song.
It's a good leaving thing.
This track from Juvenile Hall is called Doctor Says. From their latest record, Got Caught. And as you can tell from the cover, they get caught a lot. Ha ha.
Just between
Pretty Little Ditty is brought to you by Vancouver folk songwriter Alexander Flock, who's here with me in the studio right now. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You also have a companion who travels with you?
Absolutely. Trent Freeman, who is a fabulous fiddle player, was Vancouver-based, Toronto-based now, but he's going to be back in BC, and we're going to be playing some shows starting out in Vancouver and going throughout BC within the next couple weeks.
Excellent. So if we could rewind a bit to the dawn of your career, how did you get started with the guitar?
Well, I'd wanted to play, I think, since the time I was probably 6, 7, quite young. And basically, I think for my 11th birthday, my parents finally bought me a guitar and got me guitar lessons with a really fantastic guitar teacher in the Okanagan, Neil Fraser. And I studied with him basically from the time I was 11 until the time I was 18.
And how would you feel it's been trying to get your music out there to the Vancouver audience?
Getting out to the Vancouver audience I find is tough. It's a big city, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's hard to get people excited about it, but I think that you do find people who are interested in what you're doing, and show their support and their love. But yeah, it's definitely a tough scene to break into, I find. Especially with what I'm doing, instrumental acoustic music. It doesn't have the widest draw.
But you've also toured around. Is it different or easier breaking out in Vancouver than it has been in other places you've played?
I'd say a little bit. You know, in smaller towns, there isn't the same level of competition. You're a little bit more of a big fish in a small sea than a little fish in a big sea. That's not to say that any small town you go to, you're just going to be able to sell out any venue that you go to. I grew up there, so I guess I was playing for quite a few years before and gained a bit of a following. So, but in some respects, I would say it's a little bit easier. There's a little bit more of that tight-knit community support that you feel in small communities.
Even in communities you haven't grown up in, talking about the Okanagan in particular, right? But
maybe a little bit more. Definitely, anywhere new that you go is going to be tough if they don't know your name. But luckily now, in the digital age that we have, if you get a little bit of promo, you get a little bit of press, you get a piece up in the paper or, like, you know, something pumped on the radio, at least then you can have, like, a website address. People can check you out. They can check you out on YouTube. And at least then they can familiarize themselves if they don't know you, but they know you're coming.
And is that how you usually book shows online, this information age?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything basically is through either, like, a contact form through a venue's website, or they just say, you know, band's email here. And we'll get back to you when we can.
We were talking earlier about something that I found very interesting, the differences, because you know a lot of jazz music via guitar, and you're depicting the differences in jazz versus folk with the same guitar and the same acoustics. What are the differences?
Well, definitely harmonically, jazz tends to be quite a lot more complex than folk music. You know, where folk music you might have three chords or so. You know, jazz, you can have something where you got a chord, you know, something like Giant Steps, where it's changing every half bar. So it's something that you really have to build your knowledge of theory all over the fretboard for a guitar player, or all over the instrument if for anybody else. And you got to be quick, and also, you know, improvisation in jazz music as opposed to other music tends to be a little bit more adventurous. The harmony tends to be a little bit outside of the box, where, you know, folk music, you tend to stay a little bit more inside.
I can see that. And you've also, you're doing a few collaborations mixtures of sounds. One I really liked was your Death Cab meets Chet Atkins.
Yeah. I arranged this. I really enjoy arranging popular music for solo guitar and, you know, as instrumental pieces, because it's kind of, it gives people kind of a gateway into listening to instrumental music, you know? Mm-hmm. They pick up on a melody that they recognize, and they're like, that's really cool. I wouldn't have thought that you could take something like that and play it with one instrument. So, you know, with that, you got the melody. And then you put the backing behind it, and you get the...
It's like a caricature of a song. You take a few features.
Yeah. Exactly. You kind of have to take the most important parts, you know, the harmonic structure, the rhythm, the melody, because you can't take everything when you're playing solo guitar, because you just don't have the option of all the textures and stuff that you have with drums, bass, piano, whatever else might be in the tune. But hopefully if you do it well, you create the illusion of something much bigger with fewer notes than it actually is.
Yeah, it's like when you draw Jay Leno, you start with the chin. And is it tough playing without a drummer?
Absolutely. And that's something that I've had to work on a lot. You know, just work with the metronome and build up your time. You know, you don't have anybody to fall back onto to keep the tempo steady. So it's all up to me. So yeah, it's a lot of hours of practicing with the metronome and really working on getting that groove and trying to create, I guess in some ways, almost the illusion of having a drummer there, really getting the groove. You know, try to be a little bit percussive with it. And you can even do that almost slapping on the backbeats. So... you know, something that you do.
That makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
I see why they do that. And the foot stomping.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There's a lot of people actually when they're playing solo, you know, you see guys attach a tambourine or something. You can even do it where you have like a little board or something. Just anything to really solidify that pulse.
One man band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you got some gigs coming up mighty soon.
Yeah. The one that's the closest is going to be at Calabash Bistro, which is down in Gastown. That's going to be on June 26th at 9:30 p.m., I believe. And that is going to be with Trent Freeman on fiddle. Going to be tons of great high-energy acoustic music. And cover's only $5, so it's really affordable. You know, we want it affordable so that everybody can come out and feel inclined to come see us play, show us some love.
Yes. And how can people find you?
They can find me a couple different ways. I have updates on my website, www.alexanderflock.com, and you will find, you know, any upcoming shows. There's samples of my music, video samples. I occasionally update, like, a news feed, pictures, all that stuff. You can also find me online at Facebook, facebook.com/AlexanderFlockMusic, and again, I try to... update that fairly regularly with any new shows, tour dates that are coming up. So I try to keep it fairly easy for people to find me if they want to.
Cool. Well, Alexander Flock, it's been a pleasure to soar with you today.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thanks for having me.
Perhaps you could play us out?
Yeah, absolutely.
one song I've been dying to play ever since I started the show. I wanted to finish it off with this track by Kid Koala called Roll Credits. It's off his first record, Carpal Tunnel Syndrome, because I got this record basically when I started doing college radio back 10, 11 years ago. And I thought, hey, whenever I leave, I got to play Roll Credits by Kid Koala just for the fun of it. Also, as it just so happens, Kid Koala is coming to town next Tuesday. And it looks like his gig at the Vogue Theater is going to involve everyone wearing headphones. So, hey, you can feel like me. Or him, in fact. Also, everyone's lying down at the show. And they say Vancouverites can't dance at shows. Well, here we'll move as well as anybody else, I suppose. So for this one last bit here on Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR, it seems like tradition that everyone doing a show like this is some kind of montage of everything they've done in the radio business. So before I get my one last slice of pie or pizza and my last blue chip coffee, I made a little montage of a few of the interviews that I can't believe that I managed to snag here on the radio. This first one is with, well, I think I actually said who it was with, so here you go. On the phone line, I'm speaking with local broadcasting legend whose podcast and radio show on the CBC Radio 3 is heard and loved around the world. He's the vocalist of The Smugglers and goalie to Vancouver's undefeated hockey team, the Flying V's. He is Mr. Grant Lawrence. How's it going?
Hello, Jonathan. Where'd you get that undefeated stat?
I got that from my researcher.
Really? Well, your researcher, I like your researcher. Is your researcher available for dating?
Well, your researcher might also be me, so...
Oh, okay, well, the Vancouver Flying V's are not undefeated. We've been a team for many, many years, and we're having a good season, but we're about, I think, 10-4, so we've had about 4 losses.
That's a good streak.
Yeah.
So what's the most wild moment that ever happened to you in live radio?
Oh, man, the most wild moment that ever happened to me in live radio would probably be when Johnny Rotten, in the middle of an interview, grabbed the microphone out of my hand, threw it down, called me a whole bunch of names, including the phrase, a two-bob cunt, which people are still trying to figure out what it means. He then tried to jam his cigarette into my eye socket, and this is all on live radio, and then stormed out of the room, stormed out of the studio.
Man.
Yeah.
Too bad it wasn't on TV.
Yeah. And it was really dramatic and really bizarre, and he just didn't really like my line of questioning, which was about, you know, the Sex Pistols reforming and why they were doing that.
So I won't ask you about the Smugglers reforming then.
I won't actually be able to physically attack you since we're over the phone. But there's been, you know, one time I was doing a live call-in from New York City, and this was pre-Giuliani cleanup, and the city was wild. It was the early 90s, and it was truly still the concrete jungle. And around 92 or something like that. And while I was on the phone live with CBC Radio, the corner store that I was calling from was robbed at gunpoint. And all I did with drunken courage, I just kind of kneeled down, and the guy was trying to rob the store, but I guess the store had some sort of weird security thing where the guy behind the counter just slid down this aluminum shield or something like that that covered up the cash register and him, and then he was able to automatically lock the doors and basically trapped this robber in the store. I was just outside the door kneeling down on the payphone reporting all of this live to CBC, and the police were there in like it felt like 20 seconds, roared up and arrested the guy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Moving along from that beautiful segue, it is my honor to introduce my next guest on the line with me right now, all the way from his home in Winnipeg. He has been my idol since I was a mere toddler, and his face was probably the first you've seen on TVs every morning, or every weekday morning, growing up. He is Mr. Fred Penner, and he will be doing an evening with Fred Penner right here at the UBC campus in the Pit Pub on Thursday, March the 4th at 9 p.m. Mr. Fred Penner, how are you doing?
It's going great.
I'm quite excited to be able to converse with you today.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know, growing up, I think one of the first songs I ever really recall liking in particular was your rendition of Octopus's Garden. And for the longest time, till I was like 17, I thought you had written it. I thought that was actually a Fred Penner song. You know, they didn't tell me that this is the
Beatles. Good, I'll take that.
I still think you did.
Right, subliminally. I fed the line over to Ringo.
So you said in an interview that when you were asked to perform a show, one of your first thoughts is to write a new tune.
Very often, yeah.
Have you written anything for the show at UBC you're about to do?
You know, that's a good thought. I'm in the midst of five other songs that have taken the front seat here, and I haven't thought about it yet. But that's a good idea. Right, this is a monumental occasion here. I'm gonna mark that down on my little list right now. So yes, I am going to be working on one.
Excellent! Wow.
See, I discovered something the other day. I was told that one of my the ways that I function is actually a habit of one of the seven habits of highly effective people. And I tend to commit myself to things before I've done them, just because it seems like a good idea at the time, and this may be one of those moments where now I've said to you that I am going to do a song, so I have to do it. I put the demand on myself here.
It's practically written already.
Practically.
And this show, it's. I was wondering, because this show is labeled as being 19-plus on the poster.
Yep.
And so I was wondering what a 19-plus Fred Penner show would sound like compared to Fred Penner shows I'd be used to.
Well, there will be some of the... A lot of it comes from the audience. A lot of the energy, a lot of the communication obviously comes from the audience. Your generation who grew up with me in those days, who have gone through their transitions of teen years, have reached adulthood and are relatively unscathed, and are building your lives as, you know, as adults, as future parents, etc. So the thing for me is reconnecting, you know, after that transition. So at the beginning we were there, you've gone through that, and now it's looking back. So there's somewhat of an introspective thing of how was that trip for you? You know, what have you discovered in the last 10 years of your life? What things do you remember from when we were connecting in the early part? What songs do you remember? What songs do you want to hear? Kind of thing. So it becomes a little bit philosophical in a way, from that perspective. And then I'll bring in you know, tunes that had influence on me when I was growing up, plus as well as the new songs, as new material that I'm doing. So that the audience sees part of my process, understands where I'm coming from and how this journey has affected me over the last 30 years. Because I had no idea where this would ultimately take me when it began. I started in my first recording, The Cat Came Back, in 1979. I was doing that because it felt right, because it was part of, you know, part of my creative journey. And then that, you know, it exploded and moved into you know, communication with Raffi and working with his company, and then the TV series came along, and so this whole wave of energy and creativity has been with me for many years, and I think it might be interesting for the kids to get a sense of, for the kids, for the young adults to you know, to get a perspective on what has been driving me all this time. And the bottom line really is that this is not just a matter of getting up and saying a couple of songs, but this journey has always been very important to me, because I felt that I was in fact making a difference in the lives of a generation. And from the feedback that I receive almost on a daily basis, that seems to have been the case. You know, I have done things. I have sang songs. I have done live concerts. I have been all this world of performing has gotten inside and is a permanent part of the memory banks of a lot of people.
Now, I love Batman. I'm not alone either, as my guest right now is known for being a huge fan as well. For the past 15 years, he's hosted his own creation, The Electric Playground, and Reviews on the Run. That's spun off as well. Every day, you can see both shows on City TV and the G4 network. He will also be present with all of the EP and Reviews on the Run crew at Fan Expo in Vancouver on April 21st and 22nd. He is Victor Lucas. And thank you so much, sir, for letting me in your castle today. This is pretty sweet.
Castle. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
You've just come back from a little extended leave,
Yeah. Raising
a family.
Yeah.
What's it like stepping away from a show that you produce and feature yourself so prominently in and then let it go on its own? How does that work?
It was weird. I had Steve Tilley from Toronto, who works for the Toronto Sun, and he works on our show on Reviews on the Run, come and cover for me in the studio. And I realized that it was the first time since I had created the idea for Reviews on the Run that I wasn't in it. I wasn't hosting that show. I mean, we had banked some reviews that were still in the show that I'd shot prior to taking my paternity leave there. But I wasn't hosting the show, and it was odd to have that moment of realization. And it's been 15 years. Like, we launched this on TV in 1997, so it's been a long time that I've been on TV, you know, with every episode of what we've done almost for a long time. But I realize how incredibly gratifying it is to have people carry your passion and carry your ideas and make them their own and improve them and offer that up. And I've learned that just by watching what both shows are every day. I watch so many incredible people's contributions and their work and their collaborations, and I'm just in awe of the smart people that I get to work with, the talented people that I get to work with. That's continuous. But I think when I was away, I was watching a lot of TV because our baby is sleeping, you know, our newborn is sleeping, and I was watching a lot of our shows, and I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud, and I feel so grateful that I get to, you know, call these people my colleagues, you know. And it is the most gratifying thing to have conceived of something that might work and for it to be, you know, accepted and to continue for quite a long time now, it feels like. But then also to have colleagues carry on that work and believe in it as much as you do, I don't know if there's many more things more gratifying than that.
Hope you've enjoyed the little montage of several of my favorite cuts from the past few years here on Shameless on 101.9 FM. CITR, has been a pleasure broadcasting to you over these airwaves, and also been a pleasure to come before Folk Oasis up at 8. Not once has Val been upset at me going over, which I do quite a bit. Sorry, Val. Sorry. Anyway, I just want to let you know that the best day of my life was the day I ended my first show here. Or at least it was, because now the new best day of my life would be right now, ending my show. I don't mean that in the bad way. In the good way. All smiles here. So for the very last track, what will it be? Well, there's only one, I feel, that works for this show. For the end, also coming off a soundtrack, played quite a few this show. One of my favorite soundtracks is The Crow, starring Brandon Lee. The very last track as one of Vancouver's best-kept secrets at the very end, Miss Jane Seabury. And on that record, she put the track, a song I think is dedicated to Vancouver, called It Can't Rain All the Time. Or is it Terrace? One of the two. Goodbye, Vancouver.
We walk the narrow beneath the smoking skies. Sometimes barely tell the difference between darkness and light. Do we have faith? Truest test.
Forever.